Welcome back to Royalcast After Dark, the podcast that dwells into the twisted depths of the human depravity. I am your host, Kat, with co-host Alex and Drew, and today we're going to dwell into the disturbing case of Issa Gawa, a Japanese serial killer whose heinous acts shocked the whole world. Issa Gawa's story is a chilling reminder of the darkness that can lurk within ordinary individuals. Born in 1949, Issa Gawa would go on to commit acts of unimaginable horror that would forever stain his name in the annals of criminal justice. Well, history.
Go.
Roll.
Oh, why he's so loud?
Oh, my bad.
Damn. Almost popped my ear. Andrew, what are you doing?
I'm eating right now, yeah.
Nobody want to hear you munching.
I do.
I don't.
That's on you.
Well, he needs. Why are you screaming?
You heard him munching before.
Huh?
You heard him munching before.
No, because he knows I have misophobia for that. Yo. So, how's everybody doing?
Chilling.
I'm good.
And you?
I'm angry, so I'm just keeping it inside.
I know you are.
Angry at what?
What?
Angry at what?
Oh, Andrew knows. Is you drinking something right now?
Water, bro.
Got water.
Yo, he thirsty.
Thanks.
Anywho, let's start this shit with... What's his name again? Isagawa?
The meat lover.
Did you see Sagawase?
Sagawase.
That's what she told me.
Let's Sagawase. I don't even remember if I said it like that. Whatever.
Isay Sagawa.
Meat lover.
Sagawa.
I'm weak. So our investigation begins with Sagawa's troubled childhood, a lonely and isolated existing marked by feeling of inequity and a longing for acceptance. These feelings eventually manifest into cannibalism and a twisted desire for power and control. My man likes to eat meat.
See,
not animal meat.
What I'm thinking, you know, like I said, a carnivore. I'm thinking like shit of carne asada, bro. Who wants that pork?
I'm done. So he actually, like, before you start, let's really say what he did. He killed this girl named Renee Helfelt. He was 32, and this was in 1981. She was Dutch. They had dinner in his apartment. I don't know why would you go to a person's apartment if you're really not interested, but okay, whatever floats your boat.
That boat not floating.
Right. So, they're under pretext of translating poetry for a school assignment. Sagwe planned to kill and eat her, having select her for the health and beauty. The characteristic he felt that he lacked. So technically he ate her because he's like, nah, if I eat her, I'm gonna become beautiful just like her.
The fuck, you thought this was an anime?
He's Japanese.
Motherfucker said I'm gonna get reincarnated. Hold on.
He's Japanese. And this all was in France.
Bro.
In France?
And he killed, mutilated her, necrophilia on her corpse for several days.
Huh? Oh, hell no, 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 no. That's fucked up.
And then ate her, too.
All right, that's fucked up.
Yeah. So he was arrested and deported to Japan and then released unconditionally after 2 years of pretrial detention due to applicable laws. Back in the day, the law sucked ass. Just, you know.
I mean, you still kind of do, kind of.
Kind of. There's a lot of shit that still needs to be done, man. But then he was post-release of a celebrity in Japan that led to international publicity.
Okay.
This man has a whole book of how he decapitated and necrophilia and murdered. It's even a comic book and a show.
A comic book.
I might need that for some research purposes.
All right, bro. I don't know what you into, but like...
Right. He was invited to different reality shows. He was very famous because of this. Okay. Do know how. So it says Sagawa raped the corpse and he could not bite into the skin because the teeth was not sharp enough. So he left the apartment and got a butcher's knife. Sagawa consumed various parts of her body, eating most of her breast, face, buttocks, feet, thigh, and neck, either raw or cooked it.
You know damn well when he was getting the breast, man was like, "Ooh, chicken."
I'm weak. Man said, "Oh, and no, even this is the most disgusting thing ever." Even admitting that he swallowed her clitoris whole due to her being on her period and time not liking the smell of menstrual cycle blood.
Bro. He's a weird
While saving the other parts in his refrigerator, Sagawa also took photographs of her body at to each eating stage that he did. Once the remains of her body that he did not consume started decomposing, Sagawa then attempted to dump the remains of her corpse in a lake. I don't know French, so this is a park in France. Bosse de Bourgogne? I don't know what the fuck that is. Carrying her demarin party parts into two suitcases, but also was caught in the act, arrested by French police 4 days later.
Yeah. See, look at
this motherfucker's worse than fucking
this guy over here. I don't know what he's into. You know, he wants to read that.
No, the comic book and the show.
But like you choosing this one, I want to know what you're into.
I don't know, but this man is a little bit cuckoo in the head.
A little bit?
But his father was wealthy. He provided a lawyer for him in defense.
That doesn't make a difference.
Yeah. It actually makes you worse to do things, actually.
Exactly, because he's wealthy, he's going to get away with it.
Right.
Like, come on. So after being held for 2 years awaiting for trial, he was fined illegally insane and unfit to stand by trial by French judges.
Jesus Christ.
And ordered him to go into a mental institution.
Honestly, I probably would have done the same thing, but afterwards, like, once he feel like, you know, quote-unquote stable, I would have sent him back to fucking...
A lot of people were literally like pissed off. It's like, even if he was mentally like insane, he should have gotten some time because this man did so much to this poor girl, and they were doing like poetry exams or some shit. But that's on him. So then after that, Sagawa's account of his killing was published in a Japanese under the title In the Fog. So he, you know, did his little comic books. And everybody was so excited to see him.
Is it out?
Yes.
All right, bro.
I'm going to get one for you, bro.
Fuck no.
I'm weak. Alex, it's you.
Huh? Oh. Psychologist one stated that Sagawa says psychological profile reveals a complex individual driven by a mix of narcissism, sadism, and a deep seated need for validation, bro. His actions were a manifestation of his disordered fantasies and a means to satisfy his insatiable appetite for dominance. That's fucking wild. I would have fucking.
Huh? That's disgusting.
Telling me, doing all that shit and still like walking away, kinda. But I mean, yeah, mental hospital, but like.
Bro. I don't think people like that don't, their mental health will never be restored. I'm sorry. Because I mean, it has to take you a long time to be like, I'm going to eat a person.
And like, hate to say this, but like, even in there, like, most people would take their own life just by that.
Oh, yeah.
No. Knowing the fact that they got to stay in there. Anyways. So yeah. I would say Descent into Darkness reached its apex in 1981 when he committed a shocking act of cannibalism that would catapult him into public eye and earn him infamy. Mm-hmm. Fucking crazy, bro. I don't understand people.
Bro, he insane for real.
He said, I'm gonna eat you today, girl.
He's already pulled out a fork and knife. He's like, bon appetit.
My pa got too hungry.
Deli was closed.
I'm weak. He said the deli was closed.
El colmado estaba cerrado.
El colmado.
Motherfucker wanted to go to the bodega, but it was closed.
He was a meat lover.
Yeah.
Bro, we got meat lover. We got soap maker.
We're not even soap maker. Hold up. That's the next one. So, oh my God. Andrew, go ahead.
In a horrifying revelation, Issei Sagawa was arrested in France after brutally murdering and consuming the flesh of a young woman. The details of this crime are beyond comprehension, and the world remains in shock.
I'm still in shock, and that was like in 1981. Like, all the details I just told you. I'm so mad. This man literally ate the fucking clitoris.
Bro.
I'm saying,
bro. I just ate, bro.
Well, hold it again, then, mama.
Bro, I spaghetti, but was it spaghetti?
Bro, I had a sandwich.
Oh shit, never mind. Was it a sandwich of what?
Well,
cheese and jamón.
Was it really jamón?
Jamón de jamón.
Ese fue la carne.
Like jamón.
Like the jamón. Yo, okay, I need to send you a funny ass video after this, bro.
Nah. I can't. Andrew, go ahead.
Saga was arrested and subsequent legal proceedings sparked an international media frenzy, shining a spotlight on his disturbed mind and the perverse nature of his actions.
Damn. Well, I'm not going.
So, apparently... Let me see, because I heard he had multiple different people who he did that to.
El Diablo.
But the only one that I can see here is, well, the name is Rene Hartwell. That's about it.
He's not even human at this point.
For real.
Yo, she was 25 years old, 178 centimeters, which is 5'10".
Oh, she was better. She was taller than me.
Yo. After she arrived, she began reading poetry at a desk with her back to Sagawa when he shot her in the neck with a rifle.
Bro! Nah.
Bro.
That's what he said. Let me go to shooting range real quick.
Then he fainted after the shock of shooting her, but awoke when the realization that he had carried out his plan.
But is he stupid? Is he stupid?
The shooting range was closed, bro.
Like, so basically, he was like, she was like the first kill.
Yeah.
So he had all these. I don't know about that one either. Like, we need to know. Okay, so this man was born. Oh, oye, esto. He was born April 26, 1949, in Kobe.
Hmm.
Hi, Go. It's a fucking Japanese place, just to let you know that. Sagawa's father was a businessman who served the president of Kira Water Industry, and his grandfather had been an editor for Asahi Sanbon.
Mm.
So literally he's just wealthy. That man is a billionaire. He's not like the submarine billionaires, but he's a billionaire. So he, when he was born prematurely, he reportedly small enough that he could fit in the palm of his father's hand, and immediately developed a disease of the small intestines.
Yeah.
He recovered, eventually recovered after several injections of potassium and calcium in saline. But Sagawa's fatal health and introverted personality led to him developing a strong interest in literature. But he experienced cannibalism desires while in the first grade. The fuck? After seeing the after seeing a male's thigh.
Okay, hold on. We got a foodie as motherfucking in here. Hold on. Hold on.
I mean, it's bride, bro. Juicy fruit. How are you?
Bro.
I'm bride, so.
We got Pride Month. Hold on. It's perfect for this.
He dead ass said this. And then he reported that as a young, a partook in bestiality with his dog and experienced cannibalism desire for women. And this man has a fucking master's degree in English literature? Nah, you gotta be poor.
Well, he was reading to the ladies to lure him in. That's the thing.
This man said from the first grade after seeing a male thigh.
What? I don't know about that one.
That's some fucking stupid crazy shit.
Remember my first meet, bro? I was like, what? Eat the jamon? Pretty sure it was the jamon.
The jamon Andrews was to eating right now.
I don't know. Was it the same jamon?
What type of
jamon you got?
I got the oven roasted turkey.
I need to see my mom. I got
that's the only shit that they fucking eat. I'm trying to get them to change it, but
no,
this man.
I want to change it, but Bobby always like, no, I can't eat the other one.
he could eat the other one. He just doesn't.
I got the.
He's picky, bro.
I just get the basic one that comes from the deli, the jamón de palvo.
Nah, I like the honey.
The honey turkey.
Yo, that one tastes
nice. That's my sister's favorite too.
Honey turkey
is
fire.
Bro, I eat the Mexican.
Why are we talking about meat? This man eating humans?
Is this the meat? Because this the meat lovers.
I'm weak. Back to the shit.
Me too.
No, it's mine. Our research in the case led us to Dr. Noemi Takanaka, a forensic psychologist who has studied Sagawa's motivations and the social implications of his crimes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what happened to her because she a girl and he likes women.
See, what confuses me because he likes women, right? He moved up in the business to women. But, like, I'm so confused of why this man stared at a thigh and, like, her sister started, was like, meat.
Meat, you know, flesh.
He did not have no parents or training.
Dude, they were rich. You really think you're going to do that?
Yeah, they probably have nannies.
He got raised by a fucking animal, bro.
Well, he did say he had a dog.
He should have came over here.
That motherfucker was not a dog. That shit was a lion, bro. A lion or a tiger.
Send him my way. The coyotes will send him straight.
Bad thing my phone did.
Your phone is always dead.
That. I bet it was off.
Bro, that's dead.
No. Fuck.
Yo, there's not a day that this man
when I see his phone, bro, this man, it's always either like about to die or it's at like 10%.
Alright, bro, it's at 39 right now.
Let's go. Did you charge it?
Finally. Yes.
When I went to sleep. Makes sense. Issei Sagawa's case raised profound questions about the nature of evil and the limits of human understanding. His actions challenge our notions of empathy and the depths to which some individuals can sink. The disturbing legacy of his crimes continues to haunt us to this day. Yeah, no shit.
I mean, for women, I'm pretty sure.
Did he die?
He's fucking scared.
Motherfucker, yeah. Is he immortal?
No, because. Yeah. Let me see.
I mean, at this point, I'm pretty sure he would be.
All that beef.
This man's probably the fucking commercial host for Deli.
Wait, he recently just died.
No, I swear, he's probably he's fucking the host of Arby's. Arby's, we got
him. No, yo, he died complication of pneumonia at the hospital in Tokyo on November 24, 2022 at age 73.
Damn, bro, too much meat. Too much meat. Finally caught up to him.
I'm weak. Mm-hmm. Right. I thought he would be dead by now, but like, damn. He literally last year died.
Wait, was he still in the mental hospital, or like, was he released?
He was released. He's a fucking celebrity in Japan.
Bro, I would have sent his bad back.
The guest celebrity, he's a fucking criminal.
Yeah, criminal, but according to
a millionaire criminal.
Japan. Bro. According to Japan, he is a celebrity.
Reading all this, I'm pretty sure he's a celebrity. Fuck.
I'm about to become a millionaire and do some crazy shit. That shit gonna cover it. My money gonna cover it.
I'm about to hit tu madrina on the back of the head. About to be a celebrity in Japan.
All right, bro.
I'm weak.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie. I think she would have hit you with the chancleta and then get a bottle of fucking vodka.
Well, they wouldn't even open the door for me.
Who?
Tu madrina.
I don't think so. She probably won't be at home at all.
Oh, she'll probably be in a fucking club.
Probably.
Yo, Zeke. Continue. Andrew. And despite the overwhelming evidence against him, Segovia City trial took a twisted turn when he was declared legally insane and unfit to stand trial. This unexpected outcome left a sense of justice and raised concerns about the adequacy of the legal system in dealing with individuals driven by such monstrous desires. Bro.
A lot of people were pissed that they even deported him to Japan.
Dude, just having him released would be a lot of people pissed. Like, what the fuck? I told you I would have left them there. Like, the fuck?
Oh. Okay.
Following his legal proceedings, Sagawa was eventually deported to Japan, where he was admitted to a psychiatric hospital. In a shocking turn of events, he was later released and became a media sensation, profiting from his notoriety and adding insult to the wounds of his victims' families. That's fucking crazy, bro. Really, she's just a fuck you. I'm about to be a millionaire again.
Give me my money.
Wait, this man deadass said to the public, Sagawa says the reasons behind his cannibalism tendencies cannot be explained by anyone who doesn't share his exact urges. It's simply a fetish, he says. For example, if a normal man fancies a girl, he naturally feels desire to see her as often as possible to be close to her.
He got the fetish when he saw the man die. That's when he got the fetish.
Bro. He's like, wait. Bro. To be close to her, to smell her, to kiss her, right? To me, eating is an extension of that. Frequently, I cannot fathom why everyone doesn't feel the urge to eat to consume other people. Really? He maintains, however, that he never thought of killing them, only eating their flesh.
You like it. Eating what, though? Hold on, cue the lights, put on Careless Whisper.
Oh. Yo. He believed that at just under 5 feet tall, he was too repulsive to attract the kind of physical intimacy that would have tempted his desires.
Mentally said, you fucking ugly.
Sagawa did once admit to see a psychiatrist at his urges at age of 15. He was found that it's unhelpful, retreatable further into isolation psych.
Yeah.
So in 1881, repressing his desire for 32 years, he finally acted on them.
That would make sense, honestly. Like, anyone with anything like that, suppressing it for years and years and decades, you know, you would eventually just, something would break. You would just lash out.
Just like he wrote on the in his book called In the Fog. Almost every night, I would bring a prostitute home and try to shoot them from behind.
Bro.
It became less about wanting to eat them, but more an obsession with the idea that I conceivably had carried out this ritual of killing a girl no matter what.
So let's play Blair Witch.
At this point, put him in the fucking Illuminati and call him.
And then he said, he said, and he eventually found his perfect victim.
Hans really went on a dating site for this.
But I'm gonna get you a little bit deeper. So Renee was Dutch, right? They were both in they struck up a friendship with her, occasionally inviting her to his house for dinner, and at some point he gained her trust. He attempted to kill her once unsuccessfully, but actually murdering her the first time the gun was misfired with her back was turned. Though most would take a sign as the sign to like give up, it only pushed him further down the rabbit hole. And he said it made him more hysterical, and he knew that he simply had to kill her. And the very next night he did, when he fired the fucking gun.
The next day, the motherfucker was dead. I can't. Nah.
And then he said, I thought about calling an ambulance, but then I thought, hang on, don't be stupid. You've been dreaming about this for 32 years, and now it's actually happening. And after killing her, he raped her corpse and began cutting her open to eat her.
Bro.
It's a little, it's gonna be a little bit graphic, so if y'all don't wanna hear this, don't hear this. But the first thing he did was cut into her buttocks. No matter how deep I cut, all I saw was the fat beneath the skin. It looked like corn, and it took a while to actually reach the red meat. The moment I saw the meat, I tore a chunk off with my finger and threw it into my mouth. It was truly a historical moment for me. Immediately, he said he only regret that he had eaten her while she was alive. What I truly wish was to eat her living flesh. Nobody believes me, but ultimately, intentions was to eat her, not necessarily killed her. He had eaten and frozen most of her pelvic region, so he put her leg, torso, and head into a suitcase and held a cab. The taxi dropped him off at the park, where he would literally like drown the other parts of the body. But when he planned to drop it in, several people noticed the suitcase dripping blood and notified the police. Now, this is like the most stupid-ass fucking killer ever.
Like, you see, this man was thinking, like, my cream corn.
No, that was just disgusting. He dead ass said it looked like corn.
Nah, bro.
So when the police questioned him, his response was simply, I killed her to eat her flesh.
Bro.
His trial was for 2 years in France when it was finally time to have him tried. They actually said that he was insane, and then deported him to Japan after that, where he spent the rest of his days in a mental hospital. But he didn't, because he's fucking rich and they buy whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah. Well, that's just a waste of time, to be honest.
Yeah.
Really? It says, therefore, the Japanese had no case against Isawa and no choice but to let him walk free.
Bro.
And then on August 12, 1886, he checked himself out of the psych ward, and he has been free ever since. The charges were dropped by the French. The court documents were sealed and could not be released by Japanese authorities.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Money really buys happiness. That's crazy.
He's so happiness. I'm weak.
If you have a dollar right now, would you be happy?
Low key, yeah, I could get an Arizona, bro.
Alright, bro.
You need 25 cents though.
No, the can is a dollar.
Yeah, the can's a dollar still.
Which is stupid because it brings more.
This man, listen what he said. He says the desire to eat people becomes so intense around June, when women start wearing less and showing more skin. Just today, I saw a girl with a really nice, I don't know what the fuck that is, something French, on the way to the train station. When I see things like that, I think about wanting to eat someone again before I die.
Bro. You won't die either way, bro.
He said, what I'm saying is I can't bear the thought of leaving this life without ever tasting that, whatever the word French is, that I saw this morning, or thighs. He continued and to say that he wanted to eat them again while alive so that he could at least be satisfied when he's dead.
Well.
And then he said, Sabu, Sabu, which is a light bulb, boiled thing, scales, slices, is the best way to go in order to really savor the natural flavors of a human meat. He just went all in. He just went all in. I don't know. Oh, he published 20 books.
20 books?
Well, yo, I mean, with the shit that he's done, I'm pretty sure he had more than just another damn book.
It's called Extremely Intimate Fantasies of Beautiful Girls. That was one.
Yo,
and is filled with pictures drawn by himself as well by famous artists. He said, I hope the people who read it will at last stop thinking of me as a monster.
Yo, Drew, you need a new book, bro? I got you.
No, but I'm good. I'm good off Othello, bro.
You got 20 to select.
Comic book.
I'm good off Othello, bro.
You got 20 to select?
Nah, I'm good.
Who's next?
I am.
This man.
Oh, go ahead.
Where am I?
Bro.
Are we like all the way in the bottom now?
Sagawa's case continues too.
Okay. Sagawa's case continues to divide opinions, stirring debates about the ethics of sensationalizing and profiting from heinous crimes. It serves as a stark reminder of the importance of protecting victims' rights and ensuring that justice prevails over exploitation.
Yeah, because this man got famous. Like, usually they're a whole person, and he's like, "I'm a good person."
But hey, this man said, "Money buys happiness."
You just rifle someone in the head.
Dude, he was playing Hunting Simulator.
Real, bro. Man became the real Craven Hunter, bro.
I'm weak, but wait, I'm gonna show you a picture of him, and y'all both are gonna die.
Let me see.
Because he kind of right on one part. He ugly.
Ay, cabrón. Bro, why does man be looking like a form of a mango, but his forehead be fucking skinless like a damn potato?
Boy, his teeth like he's a fucking piranha.
What you mean?
Piranha.
Yo, remember he had
like a flatfish, bro, a flounder.
Remember he had like liver issues, or no, intestine issues.
Bro, you look
don't even make him look like that.
I don't know how these girls got caught, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I'm looking at that man.
This man looks like he's been drunk 24/7.
Word.
He is just a weirdo, and he's like 5 feet.
5 feet.
Damn. Play whack-a-mole with them.
I've never seen a fucking person shorter than my dad until now.
You never seen my mom?
He was 4'9".
El Diablo.
Yeah.
How you shorter than Sharina?
It's 4'9". I don't know, boy, but he ugly as hell.
Oh my god.
Yo, he really thought he was like
the shit.
He really thought. I'm gonna show you some pictures and y'all gonna be like, what the fuck? Well, at least he did. He should have been convicted a long time ago, but the fact that he has like 20 different fucking books.
Diablo.
20 fucking books, and I'm like, I guess. I think I could find his book. I'm sorry. Manga.
The last one, I thought he had a rubber band on his forehead, but that's his hair.
Yo, he draws the pictures himself, and they look horrible.
I don't know about that one. This guy.
She's giving me weirdo vibes.
And he's an interesting fella. I'm gonna say that.
He is interesting, but stupid and disgusting. Talking about, I just want people to know that I am not a monster. I didn't want to kill her. Bitch, but you did. Look, I got a copy of the book.
The drawings are okay. Oh my god, never mind.
Did you see what I mean? How you literally how you literally have mad evidence of what you did and you still don't get convicted.
Yeah. He bought out the society.
This man said
man's giving him $1 a day.
Dollar a day, but he dead.
Nah, he just probably like promote this Bitcoin, you good.
Now what he discovered was Arby's, and then they figured out he was a meat lover. So they gave him an offer.
Yo, I was dying when I told Andrew about that.
The meat lover. This man survived so long.
Bro.
Oh, look at the last one I sent you guys.
Okay, bro. Okay. Anyways.
Yo, how is that possible?
What is the third pick of the fucking manga? Look at that shit.
It's literally her butt ass.
Yeah.
Her vajayjay. Why? How was this acceptable back then? I'm just confused. How was that acceptable?
You're asking the wrong people, bro.
Yeah.
Bitch, we all three of us was not boring.
I got no words for those pictures.
Me either. They're disgusting. This man is...
Feel bad for the girl.
I do feel bad too. And the family that probably didn't get no justice for this shit.
Yeah. Fucked up.
Well, at least he died last year, November 26.
Arby's, you need a new spokesmodel. I'm available if you need it.
I'm done.
Arby's, we have the meat.
Arby's!
I've never had Arby's. That's crazy.
Yo, sideways to this on this case, someone got frozen into the Arby's freezer. Oh, yeah,
you tell me. Huh?
Yeah, and got stuck there for hours and died.
Wait, like an employee or
yes, just, an employee.
That's fucked up. That man was just making a fucking paycheck.
Yeah, she got there extra early, and apparently, like, the door was like fucked up. Oh,
the latch broke, huh?
It was like they had to replace the whole door. So when you close it, it doesn't open anymore. It has to be opened from the outside. But she was by herself, apparently.
Oh, that's fucked up.
And that was a mom.
Oh, even worse, bro.
Like, the manager was, like, confused why the store wasn't, like, getting, like, no money coming in. So he called the son, and the son went in to check. And when he went, she was already frozen to death.
Oh, that's fucked up.
My thing is, like, when you're frozen, like, can't you be, like, Captain America?
Because
apparently...
That's what I was saying. If, like, a nuclear war happened, I want to freeze myself and then unfreeze myself.
Because they have these things where, like, they can freeze you and then
they can defreeze you
back and you be normal again. It's just... Something wrong with, like, with the temperature of your body that you need to always be maintained, like, cool. You can't be warmed up. Stuff like that. But I'm like, if that happened and she was frozen, because I've been in one of those. I really fear those. I don't like those. I'd be kick-dropping that door open. I don't give a fuck. But my thing is, like, it's not that cold. So I wonder how many hours she was in there.
I mean, isn't it rumored that they did that shit to Walt Disney?
Yes.
Yeah, they did that to him. I think he's still in
the motherfucker gonna come back like Captain America.
He's in, like, right, under under Disney.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, because under Disney, there's like a whole tunnel thing.
Damn.
So
they really made a whole ass fucking thing just for him.
Yeah, there's like a whole other world down there.
I'm trying to go. You better, yo, can I go under Disney instead of Disney?
I don't think you allow there because there's different things. She's like, there's different parts, and the only thing is like employees go down there, so some mascots won't like clash together, so people won't see them clash together. So some of them go under that tunnel. And there's a lot of shit under there, she said. But the only part that she went to was one to travel to the other park.
I'm about to just go up to him and be like, yo, security guard from California, I need this evidence proof. I need entrance.
I'm weak. Let's finish this with this meat lover. So, as we conclude this episode for Royal Cast After Dark, we are left with the unsettling realization that evil can manifest into the most unexpected places, Japan. Sagawa's chilling legacy serves a stark reminder to remain vigilant against the forces of darkness that may reside within us all. I don't know about me, but I don't want to eat no meat like that.
Oh,
I'm good with my chicken. And my beef. I don't know about all that.
You need the hamon?
You get hamon. Nah, but this man is crazy.
He is crazy.
What the fuck?
He had 20 books. I'm still on that. Was on television reality shows. And everybody was like so happy to see him. And like I saw one of like the video clips of him coming out. And one of the girls were like, Mr. Popularity, and I'm like, oh hell no, they get Mr. Popularity. Did you read the case? Because I would have been like, nah, I'm out.
The offer still stands, Drew. If you want the book,
no.
Skullhead, what book? You know, and I got you, dog.
You got 20 to select.
Yeah, you got 20 to select. You got the man in the kitchen. You got the meat lover's pizza. Got the man and his meats. Got the meat and me.
The rifle attack.
The rifle attack. You got Hunter Simulation with the meat lover. Bro, which one you want, bro? Which one looks appetizing to you?
Ew. His head looked like an alien.
Bro, his head looks like in the shape of a Mongol. But like, with some features of a potato.
He just looks ugly and like disturbed.
But like you said, you know, the teeth features of a piranha. I see it now. You know, the jawline.
He just does. You hear
them both. Bro, the jawline. I see it now. But like,
wait, he even had a movie.
Was it Finding Nemo? This man had everything, bro.
Was it Finding Nemo?
He had a whole ass movie.
It was Shark Tank, wasn't it?
Or not Shark Tank. Piranha.
Oh wait, apparently the manga has been banned in Japan.
Oh fuck.
I think that's what because it says a lot of questions most disturbing manga that you cannot read.
Damn.
So I'm guessing it's banned.
Oh, shit.
Or maybe you can get it, but like only from certain area.
Probably. This girl, okay, so I went on the post, and this girl that I said, I actually own this manga. A friend of mine found it at a secondhand shop in Japan and gifted it to me since he knows I love true crimes. It's even more disturbing reading it and realizing how nonchalant and flory he is describing it all. Basically, just revealing the sensation through the images and text.
That's fucking wild. I don't know.
He said the real life adaptation of the Yandere line, I love you so much that I want to eat you.
Bro. That's fucking crazy. I don't know about
this. This guy said he kind of regrets having watched the whole documentary. I wish I hadn't done that. Now my horrifying memories are stuck inside my brain.
Shit, I believe it.
Damn.
Oh my god, my voice. I don't even know.
Your voice just said, nah, you're not going to be here.
Well, your voice said, need a meat.
Meat, you meat.
Eat meat. Jamon.
El jamon.
El jamon. Your cat. The fucking video, bro. That's just...
Apparently, he was featured in a project called Nightfall.
Nightfall. Why does that sound familiar?
Yo, how someone that has said we need this to be animated?
Alright, bro.
No, we need this to be animated. What do you need animated? You, I don't think you need nothing to be animated, my guy.
Yeah.
Yo, the fact that he has a fucking movie.
Number one.
King. I sent you guys a picture.
Oh, the movie's coming out. It's called Kraven the Hunter. It's coming out in October.
What the fuck is... All right, bro. Why? Okay, okay, bro. All right, bro.
Why?
All right, all right.
That's his book.
Anyways.
We ain't act that.
One of his 20 books.
Yeah, I
utterly disturbed.
I'm disturbed right now.
Oh, you wanted it to do the case. Here you go.
Bro, that didn't want pictures. Did I say, hey, send me fucking pictures, bro? Oh. Bro. Bro.
Get another picture, bro.
What is this? All right. Yo, no. You got it with that one. You got it with that one. You got it with that one. Bro.
All these pictures are from him. Oh my god. For anyone reading or listening to this shit, do not look up his book at all.
Fair warning, if you do, just prepare yourself.
We got traumatized, you know?
Well, I've been traumatized since childbirth, so I'm good.
Hey, me too. I feel it.
Andrew is like the non-traumatic one over here.
I'm the chill one over here.
Well, yeah, because you don't got no trauma.
Crazy, bro. That is crazy, you know.
And I think there is people like that out there. They're just a little bit hidden. There also are cults like that. But that shit's crazy.
Anyways,
he really ate people.
Yeah, not a fan of that. I love me, but not that way.
He got away with it because he got money.
Nah, bro, he's crazy.
Well, at least he's dead. So
yeah, you're right.
He died a little bit too, you know. Later,
I'm thinking he died satisfied, to be honest.
Did he die satisfied? Because he said he doesn't want to die without eating a human again.
I mean, he definitely ate one, Ernie.
I don't know if he... Because...
Man's really had a sneaker bar in his body, satisfied.
I'm weak. But nah, we're going to end this case here.
Yeah, before it gets...
Very disturbing. It's not even weird. It's just disturbing. Weird, I don't know. Weird is okay. But this is just out of disturbing.
More than disturbing.
Well, I'm just saying, man, the office still stands if you want me to get you a book, right?
Shut up. No. I do not want the stupid book.
Birthday coming up, bro. I'm just saying, like.
Damn, that's like 4 months away.
Three.
Yeah, you know, I got you, bro. It'll come in by then.
I'm weak. You can't even find it, and it's banned.
Banned
unless
here?
You, I don't know, unless you, like, you go to the places, I don't know, bookstores.
I'll check if it's banned in New York. If not, bro, I got you. Just look at your front doorstep.
No, don't do that.
Are you gonna help me find what book he wants?
No.
Just find the most disturbing one. We gotta give him some type of trauma.
I'm not gonna read it.
Yeah, you're just gonna have it there, bro, for the decoration.
I'm gonna throw it out the window, bro.
No littering, bro. We already
bro. You acting like everybody don't litter.
Bro, at that point, you're just throwing meat away.
Don't be part of the problem. Shit.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I do not litter. First of all, you never see me litter.
The next day, throws like a fucking McDonald's wrapper on the floor.
You never littered in high school.
No, bitch. Why would I litter in high
school? Never at all in your life.
I never fucking litter. I actually tell my friends to fucking put the garbage inside the trash.
I don't believe it.
I'm going to be honest with
you. I don't believe that.
At least threw something on the ground. Literally today, I threw a cup on the floor.
Why would you throw a cup on the floor?
Because it was fucking, the plastic was that, like styrofoam. I didn't need that.
Why would you throw it on the floor, though?
It was near a trash can. You're chilling. It was like there on the sidewalk.
I don't give a fuck. Put that shit in the trash.
You can come pick it up. It was nearby Shelly. You can come pick it up. I don't think it'll be there by then, but
you don't really care about trash.
Yes, I do. Why would you trash the place you live in?
Become a garbage man.
You know they actually pay $45 an hour.
I know. They do it.
You should do that.
Andy, you should do it.
No, you should do it. Apply.
You should do it.
You're the one that cares about the freaking quote unquote the environment.
Yeah, because you fucking live there. What the fuck?
Bro. Here's. It's like probably 100 people. There's probably like 100 people that litter every day, to be honest.
There is. And those stupid people are killing the planet.
Keep it a stack. Who's not killing the planet at this point? Let's keep it a stack.
Everybody's killing the planet at this
point. We're all fucked at this point.
We kind of are. We are fucked anyways.
That's funny.
Japan doesn't have no those trash bins in a corner.
They don't?
No.
So and they just litter?
If you litter, you get a fine.
Well, you get a fine here too. You just do it when no one's around.
No, but there's cameras and there's cups on each corner. So you will get fined at least 1,000?
I'll put a cup on the floor and they see me and be like, no, sorry, señor, no hablo inglés.
Yeah, but you still get fined because it's on video camera.
Put a mask.
Still video camera.
Yeah, but on the video camera, you're going to see a mask.
You still see your face, though. Your eyes.
It's okay. I'll put tape on them.
This man. I'm going to end this right here. I'm going to go eat some food.
Alright.
Deuces.
Deuces, y'all. Enjoy your guys' Friday. Bye, everyone.
I guess.
What do you mean, I guess?
I'll tell you when we get out.
Alright.
Happy summer.
It is summer. Yeah.
It started last week. Oh, no, this week on Wednesday. Happy summer. Happy Festivus.
I don't give a fuck about summer.
Bro.
I don't.
I don't either because it gets hot as fuck over here.
Exactly. This is why I don't like summer.
Oh my god. Yeah, both.
Bro.
I don't like summer.
Bro, they come over here and stay in the heat.
But we already have heat here. First of all, this whole entire week until next week, literally next week, it's raining.
Lucky. Yeah, we hit the hundreds yesterday.
No. I'm going to go eat. I'll call you when I'm finished.
Gotcha. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Join us next time as we venture you into another horrifying tale that peels back the layers of human malice. Remember, the deaths of people know no bounds, but together we can shed light on the darkest parts of the world.